USA Radio News.
On Thursday, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford will tell her story about alleged sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were teenagers. President Trump said if he believes Kavanaugh is guilty, he would withdraw his nomination.
I'm going to see what happens tomorrow. I'm going to be watching. You know, believe it or not, I'm going to see what's said. So it's possible that they will be convincing.
Ford says in her prepared testimony for the Senate Judiciary Committee that she believes Brett Kavanaugh tried to rape her in 1982 at a party when they were in high school. She says that she was terrified to go public with her story. She says, though, it's her civic duty to tell the senators what happened. The committee is scheduled to vote on the nomination Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
On Thursday, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford will tell her story about alleged sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were teenagers. President Trump said if he believes Kavanaugh is guilty, he would withdraw his nomination.
I'm going to see what happens tomorrow. I'm going to be watching. You know, believe it or not, I'm going to see what's said. It's possible that they will be convincing.
Ford says in her prepared testimony for the Senate Judiciary Committee that she believes Brett Kavanaugh tried to rape her in 1982 at a party when they were in high school. She says that she was terrified to go public with her story. She says, though, it's her civic duty to tell the senators what happened. The committee is scheduled to vote on the nomination Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The House has passed an $854 billion spending bill. It passed in the House by a wide margin. The massive bill funds several government departments for a year. Those agencies not contained in the bill will be funded at current levels until December 7th. President Trump had threatened to veto any spending bill that didn't include his signature border wall, but now indicates he'll sign the measure after all. If he does so, a government shutdown will be averted when the current fiscal year runs out at the end of the month, and the border wall funding will be revisited in December. This averts a shutdown of the government before the November elections. An investigation is underway into the source of two cracks in support beams that forced the shutdown of a brand new $2 billion transit center in San Francisco. Mark Zabane is executive director of the facility.
At this point in time, what we need to do is focus our attention on fixing the beams and then finding out what caused it.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
ABC's nightly newscast is coming off a very good year, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
ABC World News Tonight with David Muir is the number one evening newscast on broadcast TV for the 2017-18 season, and total viewers averaging more than 8.6 million of them. The newscast's largest average audience since 2004-2005. ABC's evening newscast is now finished ahead of its NBC counterpart for back-to-back seasons and total viewers for the first time in 22 years.